News RELASE. Colorado Governor Jared Polis, Colorado Department of Transportation. Today, Governor Polis and Colorado Department of Transportation, CDOT, announced the recipients of the Zero Emission Vehicle Workforce Development and E-Mobility Education and Awareness Grants, providing support for local communities and organizations across the state to encourage the adoption of electric vehicles and provide training on zero-emission vehicle technology to grow the workforce. The grant will invest more than $1 million into communities across the state to improve the capacity to support more electric vehicles on the roads. The grant was invested into two categories of eligible programs, e-mobility education and awareness and zero-emissions workforce development. The first category aims to expand awareness of the benefits e-mobility technology can provide, and the second will expand opportunities for people to receive training to work on zero-emissions vehicles, infrastructure and related commercial technologies. As Colorado continues to expand access to electric vehicles, it's crucial we have a skilled workforce and invest in infrastructure that meets this demand. These investments will allow more Coloradans to receive the training needed for EV-related jobs and expand education on zero-emission transportation, said Governor Polis. In order to reach our goal of 100% renewable energy by 2040, we need an improved infrastructure and a skilled workforce to depend on, and I look forward to the impact these grants will have. The funding, administered by the Colorado Department of Transportation's Office of Innovative Mobility, will award $1.04 million via 11 grants, including $89,960 to the Four Corners Office for Resource Efficiency for the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe E-Mobility Education and Awareness Program. The project will help fund EV ride and drive events for the tribe, classroom presentations and assistance with applying for charging station and school bus electrification grants. $100,000 to Drive Clean Colorado for its Drive Electric Colorado program to increase outreach and public awareness around EVs. Drive Clean Colorado has significant experience hosting EV ride and drive events, EV workshops and other community-centered events. $99,607 to the University of Colorado, Boulder for its pre-college explorations into electric vehicles and wireless charging program. The program aims to create awareness among K-12 STEM students and teachers about vehicle electrification and wireless charging, including the development of a model wireless charging track and various design competitions among high school teams as well as programs for middle schools. $80,498 to Arapahoe Community College to train 32 to 40 automotive technicians and students to service electric vehicles. Training will cover safety, operation and diagnosis of EVs. Arapahoe Community College has been an instrumental partner in developing EV technician training and plans to market scholarships for the training, especially to female students, who are underrepresented in the automotive technician field. $100,000 to Drive Clean Colorado for its EV Safe Tech program, which will provide high-voltage safety training and certification for current automotive technicians. The target group includes technicians who work for public and private fleets or in independent shops, and there will be a focus on disproportionately impacted communities. $98,860 to Pickens Technical College in Aurora to host three Train the Trainer courses for EV automotive technician instructors. Pickens has strong minority and lower-income student enrollment. $75,000 to the Roaring Fork Transportation Authority to develop a new zero-emissions vehicle safety and training program for its EV fleet. The transit agency has a demonstrated record in serving lower-income populations. $100,000 to the Teaching the Autism Community Trades, or TACT, program, which will help provide EV automotive training to autistic students. TACT already has multiple partnerships with car manufacturers such as Toyota and provides job placement for its students after graduation. $99,536 to the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs to help set up a training lab for EV cybersecurity. The program will be aimed at students entering the workforce as well as those already in the workforce but interested in improving their skill sets. EV cybersecurity is an emerging field, and this project will help train students in partnership with the defense community. $96,438 to Warren Tech, the Technical Education Center for Jefferson County Public Schools, to purchase zero-emissions vehicle-specific training equipment for its auto tech, collision repair and engineering programs. Warren Tech has extensive partnerships with the automotive industry. $100,000 to Colorado State University for the development of short courses on EV engineering, manufacturing and high-voltage safety. CSU is developing the courses in conjunction with Lightning E-Motors and hopes to recruit a diverse student base that includes veterans.